গৌরমণ্ডল ভূমি যে বাজানে চিন্তা মোহনি গৌরমণ্ডল ভূমি যে বাজানে চিন্তা মোহনি হর হয়ে ব্রজ মধুর লীলা যার কনে প্রবেশ হৃদয় গৌরাঙ্গের মধুর লীলা যার কনে ধন সম্পদ जने भक्ति रस गौरांग रम धुन जार कने प्रवेश गौरांग रम धुन जार कने प्रवेश गौरंग गुण ते झुरे नित लीला तरे सुने गौरंग गुण ते झुरे नित लीला तरे
चार धन संपदा से जाने भक्ति रस सा दिस इज अनदर सॉन्ग कंपोज बाय नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर and he says that one who has accepted the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, in other words, one who has the only asset of possession, the two feet of Lord Chaitanya, such person is supposed to know what is the essence of devotion and service? Se jane bhakti rasa sar. What is the purpose of devotion and service, or what is the humor of devotion and service, can be understood by a person who has accepted Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet as everything. The idea is that actually, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, and he is teaching devotional service to the living entities personally, directly. Therefore, the modes of devotional service as taught by Lord Chaitanya is the most perfect. There cannot be any doubt. The expert or the master is teaching the servant how to work. If somebody is master of some engineering work and he is personally teaching some assistant, that teaching instruction is most perfect. Similarly, Lord Krishna himself, in the role of a devotee, is teaching devotional service. Therefore, the path chalked out by Lord Krishna is the most feasible way for perfection to devotional service. Se jane bhakti rasa sar. Sar means essence. Then he says, Gaurangara madhur lila jar karne praveshila. Now, he comes to the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. He says that Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are also as much transcendental as Lord Krishna's. As in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that anyone who can simply understand the transcendental appearance, disappearance, activities, work of Krishna, he immediately becomes eligible to enter into the kingdom of God, simply by understanding the pastimes and the transcendental activities of Krishna. Similarly, one who enters into the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, he immediately becomes freed from all contamination of the heart. Gaurangana madhullila jar karne praveshila. Karne praveshila, simply one has to receive the message of Lord Chaitanya. Karne means in the ear. To give the message, a submissive oral reception. Then immediately one's heart becomes freed from all material contamination. Then he says, Je Gaurangir Namalaya Tar Hai Pramoda. The devotees are concerned how to develop love of God. Narottam Das Thakur recommends that anyone who simply chants Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Gauranga means with all these paraphernalia. As soon as we speak of Gauranga, we should mean the five. Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar and Shiva, altogether. So, Je Gauranga Namala, anyone who chants, immediately he will develop love of God. Je Gauranga Namala, Tar Hai Pramoda. Tare Mui Jai Boli Hari. Narottam Das Thakur says, I offer him all congratulation because it is certain that he has developed love of God. Then he says, Gauranga gunete jhure nitya lila taresh pure. Anyone, if he cries by hearing the transcendental qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he at once understands what is the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Nitya lila means the pastimes or the loving exchange affairs between Radha and Krishna. That is eternal. That is not temporary. We should not think that Radha Krishna pastime, loving affairs, is just like the business of a young boy or girl as we see in this material world. Such loving affairs is not at all loving affairs, they are lusty affairs and they are not eternal. Therefore, they break. Today I am in love with somebody and next day it breaks. But Radha Krishna Leela is not like that. It is eternal. Therefore, that is transcendental and this is temporary. So, simply one who is absorbed in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, he can immediately understand what is the actual position of the loving affairs of Radha Krishna. Nitya lila taresh pure, sejaya Radha Madhava, sejaya Brajanda Suto Pash. And simply by doing that, he becomes eligible to enter into the abode of Krishna. Brajanda Suta. Brajanda Suta means the son of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan. He is sure to go to associate with Krishna in his next birth. Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Boli Mane. Anyone who has understood that the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they are not ordinary conditioned soul. They are liberated soul. Nitya Siddha Boli Mane. There are three kinds of devotees. One is called Sadhan Siddha. Sadhan Siddha means by following the regulative principles of devotional service, if one becomes perfect, he is called Sadhan Siddha. Another devotee is called Kripa Siddha. Kripa Siddha means even if he has not followed strictly all the regulative principles, still by the mercy of Acharya or a devotee or by Krishna, he is elevated to the perfectional state. That is special. And another devotee is called Nitya Siddha. Nitya Siddha means they were never contaminated. the Sadhan Siddha and Kripa Siddha was contaminated by material touch and by following regulatory principles or by the mercy or grace of some devotee and acharya, they are elevated to the perfectional state. But Nitya Siddha means they were never contaminated. They are ever liberated. So all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, just like Advaita Prabhu, Sivas, Gadadhar, Nityananda, they are Vishnu Tattva, they are all liberated. Not only they, the Goswamis, there are many others. So they are ever liberated. So one who can understand that the associates of Lord Chaitanya are ever liberated, Nitya Siddha Bali Mane, Sijaya Vrajanda Sutapas, immediately he becomes eligible to enter into the abode of Krishna. And then he says, Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jeva Jane Chintana. The Gaura Mandala means the place in West Bengal wherein Lord Chaitanya had his pastimes. In Navadvip, during Lord Chaitanya's birth anniversary, the devotees go and circumambulate different places of Lord Chaitanya's pastime. It takes 9 days. So that portion of Bengal is called Gaura Mandala. So Narottam Das Thakur says, one who understands that there is no difference between this part of the country with Vrindavan, tar hai brajabhume vas, it is as good as one lives in Vrindavan. Then he says, Gaura Prema Rasarna. Lord Chaitanya's activities is just like an ocean of loving affairs of Krishna. Therefore, one who takes a dip into this ocean, Gaura Prema Rasarnave, Sitarange Jivadube, just like we take a dip and bath and we play a sport in the waves of the ocean or sea, similarly, one who takes pleasure taking a dip and sporting with the waves of the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's distribution of love of God, such a person becomes immediately a confidential devotee of Lord Krishna. Say Radha Madhava Antaranga. Antaranga means not ordinary devotee. They are confidential devotee. Narottam Das Thakur says, Griheva Bonet Thak. Such devotee who is taking pleasure in the waves of Lord Chaitanya's movement, because he has become a very confidential devotee of the Lord, therefore Narottam Das Thakur says, such devotee, it doesn't matter whether he is in the renounced order of life or whether he is a householder. Griha, griha means household. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement does not say that one has to become a renounced order sannyasi, just like Mahavadi sannyasi, impersonalist, Shankaracharya, they put the first condition that you take up the renounced order of life first, and then talk of spiritual advancement. So in Shankara Sampradaya, nobody is accepted as bona fide impersonalist unless he has accepted the renounced order of life. But here in Chaitanya's movement, there is no such restriction. Advaita Prabhu, he was a householder. Nityananda, he was a householder. Gadadhar, he was also a householder. And Sivas, he was also a householder. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also married twice. So it doesn't matter. So Narottam Das Thakur says that to become in renounced order of life or to remain in householder life, that does not matter. If he is actually taking part in the movements of Chaitanya's Sankirtan activities and actually understanding what it is, he is taking sport in the waves of such a devotional ocean, then such person is always liberated. And Narottam Das Thakur is aspiring his association ever increasing. That is the Samansa substance of this song.